give permission. Right now we're on.
Okay, we're both saying. The Simon Kofkov is the Hilchos Vilas Kalim. So, Vilas Kalim is Lechora a mitzvah d'oraisa. The pasuk says in Parshas Matos by the Machanas Midyan that when they brought home Kalim in the booty from the Milchama, the Torah says, "Kol davar sheyav ba'esh tavir ba'esh v'daher ach b'mei nida yitzata v'asher lo yav ba'esh taviru b'mayim." And Rashi says here there are two remazim, two tefilas Kalim. Number one, ach b'mei nida yitzata, even though the pasuk shot in mei nida is nida milashon yidui, sprinkling water, meaning for a duma water for Kimas Mace, but Chazal Darshan may nida the mayim that a nida totals in. Just like a nida totals in a mikvah of at least 40 sah, you need to total your kalim in a mikvah of at least 40 sah. And also it says at the end of that pasuk, this is Parak Lamed Aleph Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Asher lo yav v'ish tavir b'mayim, whatever you don't kasher in fire, you should kasher in, you should put in, in water. And Rashi says that means tavir b'mayim, you have to tovel them in water, like whatever's not used for hat and doesn't need kashering, still needs to be toveled in water. The Ramban there, again, b'midbar lamed aleph pasuk chaf gimel, the Ramban there wonders, he says, perhaps, this is all not smach of Yalmach, it's certainly not pshuta shel mikra. He says, "Achemini da'is katah pshuta shel mikra means he sprinkled for a duma water." Right? If anyone remembers, it wasn't so long ago. Parshas Parit says, "Vayelav neishal and shveres lemeini da." He's clearly for a duma water. And "Asher lo yalav ba'esh tavir b'mayin" might not be referring to tefilas kalim. Might be referring to cleansing it of trace. Says the Ramban, if something wasn't used with hot, you're supposed to rinse it to get the schmutz off. Or the Sefrei says, maybe it means if something wasn't used with fire for broiling, but only for cooking, you're supposed to do hagal. Okay, so the Ramban says maybe it's only a smach and yamah, it's only din d'rabban. So that's a big machlokes rishonim. Mainstream rishonim assume it's a din d'oraisa. The Ramban says, libi mahar her od lo marsha tefilazumi devrein bar mikra asmach to asu osa. That maybe it's just an asmach to the Yalam, it's a Tzara Talmud. Talmud, not 100% sure. Halacha l'maisa, we pass and we'll see this at the end of the siman, that Tfilas Kalim is a din d'oraisa, like Rashi says, and not just an asmach to the Yalam, like the Ramban. So we pass and Tfilas Kalim is a din d'oraisa. Our foolish in the Sefer Lozara, that Tfilas Kalim is only d'oraisa for metal. Because in the Parsha it says, I'm sorry, this copy was broken. It says, "Achaz haZahavi yisakosav haZachosh yisavardel haZavarzel haZavdil v'sofaris." Listing all the metals. This is what you have to do. So the parsha is only about metals. So midoraita is only metals. Midrabanan, the Gemara says, they extend it to glass as well because glass is like metal. And what is glass like metal? If it breaks, you can meld it back together. If metal breaks, not nowadays you throw it out and buy a new one, even if it doesn't break. But if metal breaks, you just take a blowtorch and you melt it a little and then put it back together and it hardens back to one piece. Likewise, if glass breaks, and not that we do this nowadays, in the old days, you can just melt it and put it together and they'll glue back to each other. As opposed to wood, you can't do that too. Pottery, kliheres, you can't do that too. Stone, you can't do that too. But since glass is like metal, we draw on, you need to total glass. So that's the basic din. We pass the metals to rice and glass to draw on. Yes.
Why is that like a criteria for
that is a great question. Somehow Chazal understood that people viewed glass like metal, and therefore if they wouldn't total glass, Kalim might forget to total metal Kalim. They felt they needed to make Gzira, even though it's still, you know, I don't feel like I fully understand why people would have had that confusion. So I'll leave that a little bit with Tzarfiyam.
And of course,
According to the Rabban, it's a little tricky. If it's the Rabban, why did they extend it? Okay, sorry, again, nice, we don't hold like the Rabban.
Do we assume they extended it, or is that was the initial
condition? It's not clear with the Rabban. The Rabban might say it was all part of the initial, because the Gemara sounds like they extended it, so I'll leave that to Sarah.
Is glass Makabal Tumah?
Midoraita glass is not Makabal Tumah. Midrabbanan glass is Makabal Tumah, but then that's very complicated, since the main reason glass Makabal Tumah and Rabban is in some ways like Cheres, and we shouldn't deal with it. If it's like Cheres, that could be like Vateches, like Vateres. But let's leave it for now. It's only Midrabbanan. Okay. Hakoneh me'ovei kachavim kli suda. The Gemara says, before it only applies to kli suda. How do they know? Because the Gemara took the talking about kashering it from cooking. So the it's only first to kli suda. Kli suda means food kalim. We'll have to see. Maybe it only means a specific type of food kalim. Shalmatachos o shalzuchuchet. If it's metal or glass. Okay, so first of all, when we say get to metal or glass, what counts as metal? So here we have a fascinating machlokes. I'll give you these next time. So if you want to write down what machlokes, you know, the we're up to. Okay, we'll come back to some of this. And let's get to machlokes 6. What counts as metal? What does the Torah mean by metal? Here it's a little ambiguous. The Torah lists 6 metals. After the Havi, it's a Kasef, it's a Nechoshes, it's a Barzel, it's a Dilvi, it's a Ofaris, which in English are gold, silver, copper, iron, tin, and lead. What was unique about those 6 things? Those are the 6 metals that they had in the time of the Torah. And mercury. But mercury is liquid at room temperature, so you can't really make kalium out of it. So let's forget mercury for now. So they had 6 solid metals in the time of the Torah. Question is it Davka those 6 metals, because Gerus and Kosov, Zahav, Kasset, Nehoshet, Barzel, Dil, no Forest, or is it any metals, just those 6 were listed, because those are the metals that existed in the time of the Torah, I mean, that existed. All the elements existed in the periodic table that were known to mankind.
You're right, I mean, there are one in the
Torah. Hold that thought. Yeah, I mean, you're right, hold that thought.
Glass,
so, here's a fascinating question. Whenever we have a din of Mateches in Shas, does Mateches mean metal, whatever the chemists say is metal, counts as Mateches? Which Matekas means the 6 metals set in the Torah. Right? Now, Femina is a lot of things we use, like aluminum. Aluminum is a real metal, but it's not one of the ones set in the Torah. Some of our metals nowadays are a combination of the other things, like steel is just iron plus some things. So that obviously counts. And bronze is just like tin mixed with copper, so that obviously counts. Same as a totally different element, like aluminum or titanium. You know, these counts or not. So here, it seems to be a big machlokas. It's famous as a machlokas achronis. What about, what is the gender of matek? Is it any metal? Or is it only the 6 mentioned in the Torah? So this is famous as a machlokas between the Gra and the Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael is the Yochanu Boaz on is the Yochanan Boaz on Mishnah. Tiferes Yisrael in his Hakdama to Taros says any metal. Wow, Doctor, the Torah gave the examples relevant then. And the Gruff says no. The Gruff says, what do you mean? Hashem wrote the Torah. He knew there were other metals. Obviously he couldn't have written their names in the Torah because they didn't exist in human language yet. But he could have, Hashem was smart enough, he could have figured out a way to write any metal in a way that would be understood by people. And they would have thought it meant 6, and then later they would realize it meant a lot more. Why did Hashem choose to write only these 6, even though he knew there were more than that? Because he wanted to say he wanted to discover more models of metals that only applies to this 6.
It's really
like Mechon and
Linen and wool.
No, not at all. There, the Torah, in the time of the Torah, they had lots of things besides linen and wool. That's just a question of Darshan of Sukkot. Okay, this is really my focus Rishonim. If you allow me to read you, Makor 6, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says that En klimatos tomeim da'oraisa el ha'manuyim v'parsha. Mi da'oraisa klimatos are only the ones listed in the parsha. Azav ha'kesef, that is the Furish, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, Das Yud Testament days. But it's equally mefurish in the Rambam, Perish Mishnayos, in the Akdamah of Taros, Chin Korin L'Kol HaKelim HaNitochim Davka Kli Matkos. Any kelim that you davka melt and pour are called Kli Matkos. So that means any metal. That's what a metal is. You melt it down and you pour it in. Any metal. So here the Rambam, Akdama, Mataros. So it's really not supposed to be shown. And the Rambam says anything is considered a metal if it's a metal. And Rashi says only the six in the Torah. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina for us, by the way, this is not our topic now. But it's not only a matter of Gilas Caleb, it's also a matter of Tumah Vatara, right? You'll say, who cares about Tumah Vatara? Someone does. Chaim does, no? And, yes. Anyone else? Forget it? Okay.
I do.
Okay. And Tumah Vatara. So, is aluminum a Kabbal Tumah or not? Is titanium a Kabbal Tumah or not? What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, this is where Moshe and Piyashmu on airplanes, Kayadua. There's a big problem with Ohanam on airplanes, but when there's not our topic now, I'm just going to throw out one yediyah. Bifiyah Shmua, I've been around with it a few times, Rav Moshe is making on Ohanam on airplanes, because he assumes the airplane blocks the Toma. Anything that Kabul Toma can't block the Toma. Rav Moshe says, yeah, but aluminum's not Makabul Toma, because he assumes, like the Gruff, that only the six metals in the Torah are Makabul Toma. So Rav Moshe says, nope, anything else is not Mekabel Tumah, and that's the basis of those who are master Kohanim to fly over cemeteries on airplanes. That's not our topic now. Let's go back to Tfilos. Caleb says, Rav Moshe, marker number 8.
But that wouldn't include if there's meat on the airplane.
What?
That wouldn't include if there's meat on the airplane.
It might depend exactly what. I don't remember. Okay, I don't remember it because there could also be aluminum between the bottom and the top of the airplane, right?
If it's still one, like, clean.
What?
Three miles on that are metal.
What is it made of?
Some platinum.
Okay, then it's even bigger top. So all this more complicated than our topic. Yes.
Maybe then, according to the Gruah, Kosh Baruch Hu could have found a way to write different names of metals, but there was no metals written on the top.
No, he could have written way to find a way to write just a general word that means metal. No.
But with the plastic itself,
says,
the source for this,
you said it's gold and silver, but if Hashem wanted it to be all metals, he would have written all metals. Okay, says Rav Moshe halacha l'maisa. So what about aluminum kalim? What about aluminum kalim? Says Rav Moshe. Hine kli aluminum shumateches chadosha shul nizkur b'kra. Nira dimina Torah in shrichum tvila. Because since the Torah says only six, that means dafka those six. And otherwise Hashem would have written something else. Okay, so he says very, very clearly that it means only those six. But, and therefore he says, anything else is not Mekabel Tumah at all, aluminum is not Mekabel Tumah at all. Bar Moshe says, when it comes to Tfilas Kalim, since we know there are those who grew up on glass, therefore, their highest feeling we grew up on. So what about when it comes to Tfilas Kalim in aluminum, or et cetera, or similar things? Here you would say Chayav Midoraisa if you took that approach. That doesn't seem to be the mainstream approach. Here says the Igros Moshe Chayav Midorabanan. Why Chayav Midorabanan? Because the Igros are in glass, and they would also include other metals, Kol Shekein.
With the bracha or not there?
He would say with the bracha, Chayav Midorabanan. However, in the Tfilas Kalim book, he quotes from Yaakov Kamenetsky, who's Masopic, maybe of Kotel Legamrei. They were gozer on glass. They couldn't have been gozer on aluminum and other metals because they hadn't existed yet. So maybe here's Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. After Ha'ion, the Teres Yisrael who quoted the Gra and argued on him, etc., etc. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky quoted at the very end of the Sefer Tfilas Kalim. He said someplace that he's Masupik. That maybe it is Pato Legamre. Maybe it's Pato Legamre. Okay. I don't have to find a good one. Yeah, the Inkin Esher, the Ainsar Tzvila Klaal Sharmachos. He's noted as saying that they're Pato Legamre. Esher is not 100% sure. But says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, right? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was one of the Gedolei Torah of America when I was a kid. The two big Gedolei Torah in America in the Yeshiva Shevel were Moshe Feinstein and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. He's Rav Shiva Tovadah. So I don't know where this is published anywhere else. He just says it's a letter he got from Yaakov Kamenetsky. I don't know, maybe nowadays they publish in some Likutim, but I only knew it from this Tzivos Kalim book on the shelf, page 243 to 244. Says Yaakov, author. Okay, he doesn't think this is called the Xeros glass. Why? There goes on glass because glass, there were other halachas about it. Many other Xeros were made on glass, so they put the Xeros on glass. They didn't put a Xeros on something that was not part of their halachic framework. Okay, so halacha might is a big machlokas about mateches. About other, what?
Do we get it in there goes on glass? Because it melts and you put it back together?
Yes, but he says that only because glass already was part of their halachic framework. We made many Xeros and glass they thought. Is it shaykh? We go on glass, which we're already putting into our conceptual framework. But it's, Rabbi Yaakov says, they didn't just stop making Xeros and glass as such a necessary Xeros. Because Mela, they were trying to integrate glass into their framework and they made Xeros tum on glass, they made Xeros this. So they also made Xeros here on glass. But it's not a freestanding Xeros. Okay, you have to iron shove if you want. Anyway, lemaisa halacha lemaisa we paskin that you are chayav to tovel other metals like Moshe, yesh makom lahashmir not to make a bracha in case Rav Yaakov was right. Many people make a bracha. Okay, definitely yesh makom lahashmir maybe not to make a bracha or to you know if you have something else to tovel with a bracha to go at the same time because. Maybe, according to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, it would be possible to gamre and you don't want to shash bracha levatala.
Sorry, if I didn't hear, but in the Igros Moshe, it's brought down to the Sefer, or?
Yeah. Igros Moshe is Makar 8, which is your day, Chela Gimel, Simen Chaf Beis. Chela Gimel, Simen Chaf Beis, yes.
Now, would it make a difference if, like, the man-made metals by combining things, because, like, we're making it?
No, I don't think it makes a difference. It's a combination of just whatever it's made of.
And
aluminum is not a man-made combination, it's an element.
Yeah.
Last question.
So then, theoretically, so a metal that would be completely man-made, I don't know if there is such a thing?
No, man can only make a metal by making an alloy of metallic elements. Otherwise, it's not a metal. Now, okay, maybe if one got something similar to a metal, but it's a good question, but Lamaisa, I don't know that really comes off.
You can now say any chemistry you want, and we won't know, because that Melman's,
No, the mitzvah, meaning, I have no idea, theoretically, what if this man could combine things in the periodic table, not in the metal part, and basically it has many, many properties like a metal. The mitzvah, we don't do it, so I'm not going to worry about it yet. The mitzvah, all we do is, like, melt different metals together, which they've been doing since the Bronze Age, I guess.
And then, why is this any different than when the Torah lists, like, kosher and non-kosher birds, or something, where it's very thin?
That's a good question. I think the answer is because over here, Chazal call it a category of klima teches, which is why this first Israel thing. Other, if you want to know where the Gra, the first Israel is in the Hasdam and the Taurus. Also, in the Gra, it's quoted by the first Israel. He said, no, if the Torah just said this, we would have said it's like birth. But Chazal call it klima teches. So Chazal obviously understood that it was Lazavka. How they knew, we'll leave it to them.
And then Chazal say that the birds listed are
Davka. The birds are doctors.
They birth the prey? Don't they deal with Disney?
If they even see mother or just to identify the doctor species and then fate of the doctor species. Okay. Right. Now, so here we have matechas and glass and the machlokas about new, they're not really new, meaning I think aluminum has been around since Bria Sa'olam, it just wasn't discovered. I assume it was like under the ground someplace or someplace weird. Anyway, continuing. The Gemara then talks about money kunya, which kunya, of course, almost everyone means lead-coated cheres. Because kli cheres was potter, which is the most common kind of clean in the old days. If you coated it with lead, what's the din? They used to coat kli cheres with lead all the time in the old days. Agav, I should just point out, you should not use lead-coated kalim nowadays, because apparently the lead can leach into your food and cause brain damage in kids. But in the old days, lead was the height of technology. Yeah, I'm surprised all the Romans weren't retarded because their pipes of their plumbing were made of lead. Hence, the guy who fixes the pipes is a
plumber.
Plumber, right? Plumbers. PB is lead, right? Anyway, but that's their problem, not mine. So the Gemara says, no, you go by the sofa, you go by the end, and they're coated with lead, and they're chayev. Says the Shulchan Aruch, okelam tzupin ba'avar mi bifnim. Or if they're mitzupa with lead obviously being an example of a metal, On the inside, afishim chadashim, even if they're brand new and they're not trace at all, you don't have to cash them in circle vilam, you have to total them in a mikvah, o mayan shel arvam sa'ah, a mikvah or mayan of 40 sa'ah. Okay, the mikvah or mayan of 40 sa'ah, the whole discussion that has here, what might you have thought, might you not have thought, halacha l'maisa, we're not going into what you might have thought, what you might not have thought, but halacha is, whether it's a mikvah or a mayan, mikvah means gathered rainwater, mayan means spring water, either way, you need 40 sa'ah. Unlike perhaps some Tumah V'Tahara where you could total a needle in a small mayan, here, you whether it's a, you know, if you need to total a needle from Tumah V'Tahara in the old days, a mikvah needed 40 saw, and a mayan can be smaller. No, here, whether it's mikvah or mayan, you need 40 saw.
Is there a real habamina that you wouldn't need to total it, or are you just saying it anyway?
What?
Meaning, if it's mitzupa and with lead.
Yeah, if it's mitzupa with lead, and it's cheres, mitzupa with lead, you might as well, you go by the ikar, and the ikar is the cheres. Commercial, you go by the sepoy, and the sepoy is lead. As a matter of fact, okay, we'll see in a second that some people say it's not in the right side. Now, here we get a few big machlokos. One is, what does the Shulchan Aruch leave out? Let me read you the Shulchan Aruch and tell me what he leaves out. He says, if it's made of metal or glass or coated with metal, you have to total it. What did he leave out? Coated with glass, right? Meaning, I mean, he left it out like no one ever discussed it. He said X, Y, or coated with X. You'd think, what about coated with Y? The implication of the Mechaber is coated with metal, you have to tovel. But coated with glass, you don't have to tovel. What would be the svara? Anyone want to give me a svara why that would be?
You can't melt it down.
Exactly. That is the pre-toars. So how about Kli Cheres Mitsupa Bizchuchis? Right? Mitsupa Bizchuchis. Glazed pottery. Right? Which is not Dorm Shel Mavakas, because glazed pottery is basically every dish nowadays. What we call China, or what we don't call China, you know, basically all dishes nowadays are inside their pottery, their cheres. I don't care if it's called bone china or this or that. They're all cheres inside, they're all pottery inside. And what's the problem with pottery? Anyone remember from the laws of Hagolas Kalim, which we haven't learned yet, but we refer to? Problem with pottery practically. But practically, where does that come from? What's the practical base of that? Boleh, boleh a lot, and you can't clean it out, right? It's gross. So how do you keep pottery from being gross? You glaze it with something non-porous, right? So that's why they used to glaze with lead, and nowadays they glaze with glass. So what about cheres mitzupa bizchuchis? So the diyok of the mechaber is that it's potter. Why would it be potter? Says Yossi and the pre-Torah. The pre-Torah is the parish on Shulchan Aruch, the Ordea, by the Baal Or Chaim HaKadosh. Actually, by the Or Chaim HaKadosh. Counts as his name as well. HaKadosh is only his name. Baal Or Chaim is the Or Chaim HaKadosh. So he says, because there are only goes on glass because you could fix it by melting it. But if you have a dish, a glazed china, you can't melt it back because the glazed part is not going to stick if the inside doesn't stick. And the inside is cheres. So that's what he says. Says the pre-toar, what's the svara? Says the pre-toar. He says, E-F-shar, what's the lashon? Of the Gemara there? Lahatiha. Okay, because that comes from Lahatiha, not that. There's another svar. I just want to point out the Shevet HaLevi says another svar, and this gets tied into what we were saying before.
Change just said that they weren't going to mean, they weren't going to add Kadekat. Even like a Tzupa and glass, they would be
going to. But then you have to make one assumption. He says, Sepoy is only drop on us. A Sepoy of metal is only drop on us. Maybe that was the cloud of words. Lead coated cheres is only drop on us. Zinnaker is the cheres. So lead coated cheres is a Xera of cheres. Glass is a Xera of Matapas. Lead coating is a Xera of lead. Glass, the Xera Atu metal. The glass coating, with the glass coating Atu glass and glass Atu metal, would be a Xera Lixera. That's the assumption. He said, Si poi matachet chayav rat midrabat. The vachain lo gazru al si poi zechuches sehavi Xera Lixera. Okay, whatever the svar is, that seems to be the psak of the Mechaber. It's not explicit, but it's pretty implicit. Says the shach, second shach, on the tzupin ba'avar, the cost of Yisrael Hester, klav l'ches, the nine test, the tzupin is chuches, dina, ke tzupin ba'avar. He denies the standing of the Mechamim. He doesn't deny what the Mechaber says, but as far as the Halachi says, the Steve is wrong. The Issa Hefer says Fakir. So here we have the Issa Hefer and the Shan Seichayev. Sipoy Matasu's kind of Sipoy's food is five. It's Sipoy, is it Sipoy? If it's coated, it's coated, yes.
Pre Torah is arguing with Tzias. He thinks that you can melt it enough to mold it, but you can't get it down.
No, you can't melt it. No, everyone agrees you can't melt it back if you break Cheres that's glazed.
Hold on, he's not saying you can't glaze a cleave. What's he saying?
That if the cleave cracks in half, you can't melt it and mold it back together.
Okay.
So Shachan and Zerhedra think it's the right.
What?
Shachan and Zerhedra think it's
right. Yes. Now, halacha l'maisa, what do we say for Ashkenazim? I don't know what Spartan is. Look in the Rabbi Akiva Eger, in the 1, 2, 3, 4, Rabbi Akiva Eger, the mitzvah, the yasnim v'chotzon bracha, a tzipoy of metal needs a bracha, when we call mok, and we shalom adapin tzumba avar mazal glazer, if it's glazed, lo yavarech, ayim mishpso zahav. Glazed with glass, you do without a bracha, because it's the machlokas, seen the mashmas and the chaver and the yisra heter, and therefore we don't want to have a chash, a bracha of atola, so therefore we do without a bracha. Bracha of maitha for Ashkenazim. Le maitha yisbalenu bli bracha misafeg. So if you have glazed, you tovel it without bracha misafeg. Now, what? The Rebbe Akiva Eger, at the last one in this sif, the last line in this sif. Now, however, there's a difference in porcelain. Now, this doesn't look like porcelain. You know, porcelain looks like china, but porcelain. Sinks that are not metal, like old sinks that are not metal or porcelain, toilets are porcelain.
Is it cheres?
So, porcelain is a kind of cheres. Now, porcelain is a kind of cheres. Now, that looks a little like dishes, right? It's a kind of cheres that's shiny. But it's very different here beyond my chemistry. I just know that the way they make china dishes is they take cheres, and then they put a layer of glass on top. The way they make porcelain, even though it's shiny on top, it's not cheres with glass on top. The cheres is made differently in like a hotter fire and some other differences, and therefore the cheres itself is shiny. So, if you look in the... The Archa Shulchan here talks about how people get all mixed up. But if you look in the second Pesach Tshuva, the name of the Shelas Yavetz, he talks about Kavim Abog Dinas Yom Shedekor porcelain. They don't need tefillah. He says they don't need tefillah. They're not glass. They're not glass. And they don't even have glass on them. Porcelain is just a kind of cheres. Okay, I don't know how much of that is a maisa, because I don't think we have any porcelain Kavim other than six.
Same thing with fiberglass.
No, fiberglass is a new thing.
Most like old toilets, like the heavy toilets, are porcelain.
Oh, are new toilets not porcelain?
That's like plastic in Israel.
Really?
Like not plastic in Israel.
No.
Yeah.
I think
I'm
not convinced. Okay. Roma Shana. Rav Otzai. Let's go. Now, here we get to a big machlokas. Yes, the towel and then a big machlokas.
Why do we say that glass coating is less meltable than metal coating?
No. It's that metal coating, we don't care if it's meltable. That's the Din Torah. Glass, they were only gozer because it's similar to this meltable.
Okay,
like metal is metal, whether you can lamaisa melt it or not. Okay. So the halakha lamaisa also in the Sfilas Kalim book, page 204, he quotes a bunch of achronim who say, the something you told me about it wrong. Yeah.
Cheap dishes that you get at, you know, like IKEA or something like that.
Those are also glazed terrace.
Yes.
Oh.
Why is that glass?
Why, like you go to a pottery thing and like they give you like this paint you put on top of it and then they put it in an oven or whatever.
Well, they put something on after that, but I'm just.
I thought they all had glass on the outside. I don't know. Do some research. Figure it out. I mean, you should be able to figure this out. Halacha l'maisa is a big machlokas nowadays. What's the big machlokas nowadays? If you look, I'll read you a line. Pretend you have this in front of you from Makor 9. There's Rav Moshe in a different context. Rav Moshe is talking about the opposite. He says porcelain, but what he really means is China. He says, could you be makel that maybe like china dishes, like dishes, can't become treif because glass isn't bolea? Can you have any tzalach? He says, no. Ain't that tzipoy mamish. Our dishes, that's not a real tzipoy. It's not a real tzipoy. Meaning, in the old days, they had thicker glaze. Nowadays, our glazed dishes, such a thin layer of glass, meaning, if you would go home and look at your dishes and say, I want to look at the layer of glass, I don't think you could. Because it's like too thin to be really, but you see it's shiny. But you can't really identify the layer of glass. It's a super thin layer of glass. Because with our technology, we can make a thinner layer of glass than they used to be able to. So says Ramosha, nothing you feel is killing. Says, ain't the tzipoy mamish. Our dishes, that doesn't count as a tzipoy. Many of the Talmidim Ramosha have understood from him, Masorah from him, that what that means is that for all halachic purposes, our dishes are not tzipoy mamish. Now again, in the Igros Moshe, he's not talking about tefillas kelim. He's talking about Haggadah. He's talking about other things. But he does say, ein zet tzipoy mamish, talking about our dishes, right? Mitzad ha-kisoy dezchuches, ein zet tzipoy mamish. Shalachein ein lahem din kli zechuches. So, there are those who understand, and this is the famous psak of Rav Schechter and all, basically all the Rav Shiva Mayu, Rav Schechter and Rav Tendler, Rav Shama, Rav Willig and others, and Rav Simon, and it's the fortune of Rav Body also. I don't know if Rav Body got it for Moshe or on his own. But I saw it before in the Oriya Psak, that's what it's called. Yeah. Say, our dishes are not this machlokas. You don't have to hold them even without a bracha. They're patur legamrei. That's not a tzipoy mamish. So here we have a big machlokas. What about contemporary dishes? And here, minhag ha'olam is regular cheres mitzupe bizuchuches, and therefore yitzalenu below bracha. That's the regular minhag ha'olam of dishes. So all stam dishes nowadays, people told without a bracha, because it we know what it is. It's cheres mitzupe bizuchuches. But the minhag ha'yeshiva, al pi Rav Moshe, who said ein zeh tzipoy mamish, even though he wasn't talking about this. He was saying how it's the whole layer. Of course, Rav Abadi, Kedakar Bakodesh, Paskin, that it's not a tzipoy mamish, you don't need to total it. But it is a tzipoy mamish, that it's not the layer, which we make a both ways. But, therefore, Pater. So, if you ask Rav Schechter, any of our Rosh Yeshiva, they say you are Pater, even though the general minhag ha'olam is to be machmir. The halacha lemaisa, the minhag ha'olam to be machmir. Certainly one can rely on the minhag ha'yeshiva, since it's only a shot of the rabbanan anyway. It's only machlok between Yeshiva Hatch and Machaber anyway. But in the general world, everyone is told without a bracha, and they don't differentiate between our dishes and the old dishes.
Tamar told us not to total our China.
Exactly, that's what I said. The beginning of Shiva's Rav Schechter and Rav Tendler and everyone else. Right. I heard it from Tendler himself. He used to teach fourth year elephant life for this.
So there's no impression that there's any segment of the Shiva's Rebelt that it's
not that I've noticed. There's always someone someplace, but not that I've noticed. It really seems to be why you're an outlier here. Yes?
Does Lala Pimeko get family members who don't call it dishes and then?
Oh, for sure. Meaning, if it's just the type of regular dishes, then for sure. Because the real difference between Pimeko is not. Certainly if you're stuck. You know, if you ask Rav Schechter or Rabbi Willig or Rabbi Simon or Rabbi Tendler, they tell you, don't do with your stuff, just don't waste your time.
Yeah.
You know? But I think in the Yeshiva Shabbat, they would make it if you're stuck. Because they admit that it's a suffix, or a bona, and then, you know. I think that's all I wanted to talk about different materials. Yes?
This is Ramosha also talked about this in Shiva, about when you inherit China from, like, your non-religious family member.
Yeah, that's where this line comes from.
Yeah, okay.
Is it true?
What? And he says it's trace, it's not glass, it's really charis.
I don't understand the, if it's not a tipui mamish, why should that make it putter?
Because then it's charis, inside is charis. So if the glass doesn't really count, then it's charis, charis is putter.
And glass doesn't count. Meaning
that's what he means, it doesn't count. It's not real glass. This doesn't count as real glass.
No, it effectively works like glass. It protects the charis and gives it.
Okay, that's, okay. Here's why.
Then you have to be mahmer on the other side of it.
Except the grandeur of a body is make a little bit. No, he handles far. I don't mean to say stop. Okay. Now, the last thing discussed here is there are three kinds of tzipoy. Not three kinds of tzipoy. There are three places something can be coated. It can be coated all over, like regular dishes are coated with glass all over, if that counts. Right? It can be coated only on the inside, or it could be coated only on the outside.
I'm sorry, I don't know if we read back to it, but could we say it a little differently? Could we say, instead of saying it's not glass, just say that before one was lavish tipu, we thought it was enough of an ichor to say that.
Saying it's bustle to the charis.
Well, I think
is that what you're trying to say?
It's easier to say it's not glass.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, that's what I meant. You're right. It's bustle to the charis. Fair enough. I'm with you. Bustle to the charis. Okay. Now, what did the Machaber say? It matters if it's coated where? What does the Machaber say?
Inside.
Meaning, the inside matters, the outside doesn't. Says the Ramah, Yesh Omrim, Dekilam Tzum Ba'avar, Afilu Bifdim, Yitzol Velo Bracha, V'chein Ogen, Yesh Omrim, even if it's Bifnim, you should Tova without a Bracha, V'chein Ogen. What does he mean here? He means here if it's only Bifnim. If it's only Bifnim, Yesh Omrim Tova without a Bracha. Because we're not sure if it's Chayim. If it's only bifnim. Meaning, if it's bechut and bifnim, metal bechut bifnim, we know it's chayv. That's the Gemara. Klikunya. Right? What if it's only bifnim? So let me sort of find three boxes here. Number one is mitsupe.
For understanding the shulamarks are really meaning all over, how he says
no. I'm talking about Barah. Umi bifnim chayv. That's posh. That's the Gemara. Right? The question is, what about a case not anymore? So what's the first case? How about mitsupe bifnim, the lomi bachos? Right? That's not in the Gemara. The Machaber, by saying the bifnim, says, mi bachos v'mal v'lomori. All we care about is the bifnim. Why would all we care about being bifnim? That's where the food goes, right? That's the relevant part. That touches the food. Right? The klisuda, the bifnim is the ikar of klisuda. The whole point is you're using it for food. So says the Machaber, Chayav Gemagai, because this nim is what's important. Said the Ramah, Yesh Omer Merchoshesh, maybe it potter and tovel without a bracha. Says the Ramah, Safek, and Safek always means V'yitbalenu B'li bracha. Is it ideal in a Safek to tovel without a bracha? Well, if you need to tovel, you tovel it. And if you did need to tovel it, you didn't make a bracha on tovel. But why is it not ideal? Because if you needed to tovel it, you tovel it, but you didn't make a bracha. You're supposed to make a bracha on a mitzvah. So says the shach here, what's the best thing to do about it? And hey, if you have another kli, tovel it together with another kli, then vadek chayev and make the bracha on the other kli, and then there'll be l'mahadrin. Some people are super from if you want to buy a kli, I don't know. Necessarily many people buy a kli, you don't need to do this. The point is, if you have another kli you need to total, then or you're going to very soon, then if you have one of these things as a suffix, bring it together with the other kli, make it work on the other kli, and then you're going to say the mantra. Now, what's the svara? If it's the sukkah nim, then what's the svara that maybe it should be potter? If it's the sukkah nim, sorry, it's not so clear. It's out. You want this, that tzipoy nim is bottle, it's not a real tzipoy. Not what it sounds like from the here he says one of the Beis Yosef saying smack. If you look in the smack of the Beis Yosef, that's not totally what it sounds like. It sounds like as the Shtad here says, the tip of his name, Enyo Elul Lenoi. A tzipoy that was helpful that made it a better plea, they would put the tzipoy all over it. why they put a tefillin only b'fnim and not b'chutz, maybe because it's only decorative. And decorative is b'chutz. That doesn't count. Anything that's just decorative is b'chutz. So therefore he said, come on, if you really want to coat something to make it more effective, to make it a better clean, you coat it all over. Why would you only put the coating b'fnim? Maybe it's only for decoration. And any coating that's for decoration is b'chutz and doesn't count. So what's the chash? Stopping it. Meaning, halacha l'maisa? I don't think we really have many kelim like this that are coated only b'fnim with metal or glass. I can't recall seeing such.
Maybe the opposite a lot.
Yes, but not, why do I not recall seeing such kelim coating b'fnim and not with metal or glass? Probably because if you really need to coat something to make it work better, you coat it all over. And if you coat it only in some places, that's for decoration. And now they don't want to decorate the inside of a kli.
Well, it's more of a flat, you know, serving tray. Do you call that inside of the kli?
Yes. But still, so it's theoretically nice to imagine. But how do you know how much the what's the reason? Suffolk, you've learned on bracha, what's the suffolk? The suffolk, mishum, suffolk, nas el lenoi. Bottle. Maybe it's Lenoi that bottles the regular clean, or no, maybe it's a useful sequin. And therefore, since we're not sure, it's always hard to be sure, but it's only the silk of Nin, if it's for use or for improvement to the clean or for decoration, therefore we told without a bracha. I've never seen it come up though.
According to the law, it sounds like it's whatever my machshava was.
Did it useful? Meaning if we said that...
No. Who said it makes it more useful? Let's say it's coated with metal on the inside. Does that make it more useful? I don't know.
If the food on the inside, the whole point of putting the metal there is so that the hairs don't get disgusting.
Ah, interesting.
It is useful.
Okay. So the answer is that maybe it's a suffix in the machshava, and since we don't know, because who knows what the machshava was, therefore we just do without a problem.
You have a lot of, like, column boards that have, like, some sort of, like, either decorative or something to actually cut the saw on in the middle, whether it's metal or glass. A lot of times you can remove, but sometimes it's attached.
So, if you have a challah board with a glass to cut the challah on, I think it's pashadak, not lenoi. Meaning, adrab, the thing under the glass is for lenoi, right? Why do they make a challah board with glass on top? Because there's a very pretty thing on the bottom and they don't want it to get scratched. So, I think clearly the glass is for cutting the challah. And everything else is for noise. So if I had a challah board with glass on top, I would totally waste the brasa. Because that's not a glass coating. That's a glass cleat with other things that are decorating it.
And then you wouldn't, like, if it's like a silver, often be like wood, silver, glass thing, but the glass will come out. You still need to then total the silver, wooden thing that goes underneath. Even when the glass comes out.
Probably not. No, I don't think so. Because that's not a kisuda. That's not for food. That's just to hold the glass and look pretty.
Okay, and then my brother actually got this for a wedding gift, that type of thing. They have it where the glass comes out for the cutting, but then you put the challah on it that has the silver on the bottom, and you serve it. Like
that. So then I would have to total the bottom part without a bracha, because it's coated with silver. And even though it's the chor of the noi, but I think it's still total without a bracha. Okay. Yeah, the big problem becomes actually when you have some of the glass that attached to wood and doesn't come off. And then if you total it, like the wood will rot because the wood can't dry out properly. So then you have a problem.
Do you think it's appropriate to make a bracha not kosher for the rest for the wider yeshiva?
No, what are you talking about? Some of the challah board.
There's
a whole piece of, no, there's a whole useful clean glass there. That's
like a thick piece of glass.
That you cut your challah on. It only helps them a really thick piece.
You're talking about
no, he's not talking about glazed. It's a glazed challah board. No, he needs a challah board with like a real glass cleat. And that's like I said, the ikar is a real glass cleat. That's what you cut, that's a cutting board. Right, or that's a real piece of glass. Okay, great question. Next, how about what the Shulchan Aruch and the doesn't say? How about if the mitzvah only b'chutz? How about mitzvah rak mi-b'chutz? No. So the mechaber is clear, it's potter. He says, we only care if it's mi-b'chutz. Mi-b'chutz doesn't make a difference. The mechaber is very clearly potter. What's the svara? The Shach points out. The svara is that, a mitzvah b'chutz, might not be so significant. And even if it is machlokes hanoi, and we think the paskin in terms of a tara, hochan afra mamid, what holds it together, what gives it strength. Often the thing on the outside is what gives it strength and keeps it together, if it's a mamid. Not like sometimes you have these like travel lugs with like decorative metal on the outside. But I'm saying something that happens with like metal on the outside to like to not such a strong material, like you want to keep it from breaking, right? You want to give it strength. But he says even if the metal on the outside is mamid, it doesn't matter because when it comes to tefillah kelim, we don't care if it's a kli. We care if it's a kli is not chayim tefillah kelim. What is only a kli suda? What's a kli suda? A kli suda is something that touches food. After all, remember what pasuk pshat in that parsha? Shuta shel mikra in the parsha, right? Which is why the Ramban said, is that it's not the tefillah kelim. It's talking about Hagala, kasher. What kelim you have to kasher? Things that touch food, you kasher. Right? Only things that touch food are kli suda. So what's the svara? The svara is that the gedder of kli suda equals touches the food. Whatever doesn't touch the food is tater. Yes.
You say no here?
No. The point is, even if we know it's for mamid, the machaber still make it. Even if we know it's a number of mamid, the machaber still make it. Because it doesn't touch the food. Right, this comes up, you know when, I don't know, you probably have other examples. Sometimes people ask me about these travel lugs. You know, these like plastic lugs, but on the outside there's a little decorative metal. I don't know, they still have those? Yeah. Okay. And then that's also decorative, that's not even not, right? But the metal doesn't touch the food. There must be other things also where there's metal on the outside that doesn't touch the food. I don't know.
And the seats, isn't it like...
Yeah, of course. The barrels with that are wooden barrels, but they're metal rings that go around it. You mean correct? Anyway, says the Shachir though, and that's all the Rishonim quoted, except the Rishonim quoted Mordechai. The Shachir Gimel says, but Mordechai Kasher Shem Ha Ravina Baruch, which is the same Ratzuma. Da Filo Inu Mitzuba El Mirchutz Da Aba Aver Yet Bilenu Velo Bracha Umaziyu Abayt Yosi. So says the Shachir. Bracha, meaning of something, he's not convinced of this svara. Okay, so here we have a big machloker. This could come up. What if there's metal, but it doesn't touch the food? So, this is the machloker. This is the machloker and the shach. The Ramah is interesting. Some people are dying that the Ramah agrees with the shach. So the Ramah says, Kelim asukim ba'over, afilu mibifnim yitbo b'lo bracha. Afilu means not only that, not only something else, but also this. So there's something else you told about a bracha, and also b'fnim. What's the other thing you told about a bracha? Must be b'chutz. Because it can't be b'chutz and b'fnim that you told it with a bracha. So many people are medayk there, I'm a whole quite the shach. Even if it's b'fnim you told about a bracha, and certainly if it's b'chutz you told without a bracha. Yes?
If it's b'chutz only b'fnim, is there room to say that you would only need to, if this is impossible?
No. Possible to say without a bracha.
No, thank you. You'd only be chayav to be totally inside part, not the outside part.
I mean,
I don't know if it's a
No, because a kli is a kli. Okay, so maybe the Ramah agrees with the shach, because he says, afilu b'fnim mitovu got a bracha. Afilu always means there's something else also. Plus something else also. Must be b'chutz. This is a big machlokes ad hayom hazeh. What to do in this case? Halach Lamai says there are those that Bade Ashulchan is machmer like the Shachir. However, most poskim, most of the classic Achronim go against the Shach. Most of the classic Achronim go with Ramah and most Rishonim, like Tosos, and Machar, most Yom Tos, etc., and say, the suit is only going to touch the food. For example, the Chachmas Adam here says like the Machaber, the Orach Ashulchan says like the Machaber. So, most Achronim. You want to know the Bade Ashulchan is Machmer like the Shach, but the Chachmas Adam and the Aruch Ashulchan are Maker like the Machaber. See, we don't care about Bachutz. Whatever doesn't touch the food is irrelevant. We only care about touching the food. And the Aruch Ashulchan says the Minhag Olam, he never saw anyone Machmer about this. He says the Minhag Olam is Lahakel. I think I'm there. There are different posts will say different things. About this, but halakha l'maisa, we can be mekel like the most achronim, like the Machaber, and say that if the metal doesn't touch the food, then that's not a metal kli suda. Kli suda depends on touching the food.
And then if it's the kli that comes apart, like a lot of silver things, they'll have like some form of an insert.
If there's an insert, then it's two different kli. Yeah. Then it's two different kli. I think, like, let's say I'm like a challah board with a glass, but the glass comes off, then the glass is a separate kli, and the challah board is a separate kli.
And then, like, the plate that either, like, a becher or,
Or, for example, the plate for the becher, the plate is a separate kli, and the becher is a separate kli.
But, like, you never...
So you don't have to tell about the plate of the becher.
Even if, like, the wine spills on it and catches the wine?
Yeah, so I saw in the post-it, I don't remember where, that something that touches the food accidentally doesn't count as a kli suda, only touch the food on purpose. Like, let's say a corkscrew. You know, when you go all the way, it might touch the wine. Okay, but that's not its function, a can opener. A can opener, depending on how full the can is inside, might touch the food in the can. But that's not its purpose. I think the batter is is it called a saucer, the plate of the batter? A cup was the saucer, I don't know what that is.
Like a peeler or a needle.
What?
A peeler or a needle.
Yeah. For sure. Anyway, so I don't think the cup of the becher needs, the plate of the becher needs tovaling, unless it's mom's your minute to drink from it.
And like the other thing when Minhag is
I don't know, what do people do with the wine that spills out from Abdullah? Do people drink it?
I've seen people drink it.
What?
I've seen people drink it.
Bring it forehead. Same people use it, they have to do
that. Okay, so tovaling without a bracha. Tovaling without a bracha. Shalom on yourself.
But what's the becher?
What? Double it with the batter. Can't hurt. Right? Not a big tircha.
I don't understand.
Fine, you convinced me. You want me to be mashma with batter? Yeah.
I don't understand how we can say the mitzvah of bishnim would be just because of the intent. If you want to say that, so like it could be the case that it actually is useful, and if you want to be maskiya the intent, you do like a shinoi maisa. And like you say, no, I want it just for noi. And then by the end of the day, every time you use the kli, it's useful for you. And you're just timing that, like, it's,
that's why you don't let a bracha. So you're covering your bases.
But you can cover your bases and make it not even a subject that you need to tell about. Because, like, maisa maskia mide machshava. And so you can, like, put a scratch into the glass in the inside.
Okay, correct. Correct. But here, maybe I was clear about this. Even the idea that it's a noyous putter is not the vadai. So we'd be suffering for your time. Yes?
So you mentioned, like, a wood on it that might rot and be tovled. Is a cleave getting destroyed and be tovled and have an impact on it?
Okay, we'll come back to that. Good question. Let's come back to that. Remind me when it's obvious that it's the place I should be coming back to it. Usually it's not such a big deal, even the ones with glass, like, it's not usually not really attached, or even if it's attached, it's not, like, attached very strongly, it's just like a screw, it's not a big deal. Once someone showed me something, obviously you couldn't separate the glass from the wood, but if you told the water would get trapped between the glass and the wood, and then it would rot, and then, what to do is very, very, very not possible. Especially since in that case it's tricky because it would get ruined if you tovel it, but the kli suda part wouldn't get ruined, only the decoration would get ruined. So it's in that case, yeah, I think you'd have to be mashker. What does that mean? We'll get to.
I guess what I meant really was like electron.
I know. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Let's go. Bye. I think that's all I have to say about the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph. However, yes, when you tovel, keep your phone in your pants pocket. Yeah, it's very, very important. Your phone will definitely break if it's in your shirt pocket and you go like this. And it falls in the water.
Maybe
phone Okay. I don't think phones need tefillah because I think they're considered mechubar to the person. And tefillah to the person because you can't live without it. I'll tell you a funny story that happened. I mean, it was funny for a little bit that my wife lost her phone in the airport. And 2 hours later at some point, I'm with my brother someplace, and he's chauffeuring us around, and it's like, where's my phone? And my brother said, you are so old, anyone my age could never be missing their phone for more than 5 minutes and not realize. But like, I'm pretty expressive, at least I'm of the generation where you cannot realize if you're missing your phone for a couple hours. Maybe that's the most you can aspire to. Okay, fine.
The partnership you got back.
The Pikachuve, yeah.
Along those lines, I forget what the safer is called, but they use like all these weird things to cook in like the Diras.
Diras. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Diras.
So like, would you need a couple ironing iron things and all that?
That is a great question. We'll get to it. And if, that's far from the most disturbing part of the CS in Diras. My favorite Dira Deus was that fellow used his glasses to stir things. Is it okay for him to use the right temple to stir flea shake like chicken soup and the left one to stir milk shake like hot chocolate? Oh, thank you for the Dira Deus question, right? Yeah, okay. The answer to that question is that, you're a bigger problem.
You went first.
The acronym here discuss a lot of other questions about what Kalem are Kai and what Kalem aren't. So I'll just mention some of these issues now. If you look in Rabbi Akiva Eger here, in the first Rabbi Akiva Eger, third Rabbi Akiva Eger, Bechein Ogen, Kof, the Knesset Agadolo, is a big discussion. They had lead-coated cheres, tremendous barrels, that they stored wine. They even mixed the yakel. They can't fit in any mixer. They were giants, like whole buildings. That you're stuck. What do you do if you're stuck and you can't topple something? You have to rely on a harama. Even though we don't like to rely on our Rama, you rely on the Harama. What's the Harama? The Harama is you give it to a goy and borrow it back from him. And then you're not chayav the tovel because you didn't buy a kli. You only chayav the tovel when you buy the kli from a goy. Here, you didn't buy it from a goy. You told the goy. You only borrowed it for a little while. I mean, a big little while. What do you do if you're stuck? Let's say you can't tovel something, you're desperate. You know, b'di'evet, b'shasachak, what do you do? You borrow it from the guy, quote unquote, instead of buying it from him. I mean, I don't mean real borrow for a guy is even, you know, that's legit. If I actually borrow a plea from a guy, then that's not a kula. But to like do a haramba of borrowing a plea from a guy, okay, so what can you do? You're stuck.
Why does
it
have to be from a guy?
Meaning
I don't have to
deal with
anyone else's
position. No, if you borrow from a Jew, it's before later on, you're chayef. We'll get to it. The longest of it, we'll get to. But the halach l'maisa is clear. Continue. The kasva love hachacha maharim ili. And the truth is that you could say, look, I mean, what do we do on Pesach with our chametz, some of us? What do we do in Shemitah with our farm, some of us? Okay, so there's precedent for pretending you're selling something to a guy and making it legally valid, even though you don't really, even though it's only haram. The seder. But says the maharim ili does. There's another day. It's the Rimi Lida and his Rebbe, I don't know who that is, I apologize, says, no, that's not a klisuda. Why is it not a klisuda? A klisuda is something that contributes to your suda. How does it contribute to your suda? So two things are vadai klisuda, say the poskim. Things you eat from at the table, you bring to the table, that's klisuda, it's part of your suda. A serving bowl, or a plate, or a fork, or a glass, or a pitcher. Things you use while eating are klisuda. Pots are also klisuda. Why? Because the pots prepare the food for eating. But hold on, these barrels, they're only used for storing wine. You don't use them for eating, and you don't use them to make food edible. You only use them for storage. Maybe storage is not a kli suda. Now, it's a kli that does something for food. It's a kli that you use with food. But since you don't do anything to the food, maybe that's not a kli suda. And that's the machlokas here. The Mahari Zevi was Machmir, and the Mahari Lid and his Rebbe were Mekel, and then Kosmi Yisra Vahetter, he found, the Kevin also, Atof Shomu Yain, Srikhin Tvila, and the Yisra Vahetter was also Machmir. Okay, and then he says, but maybe it can be maple on a seed point. Yes.
Have you heard the wine you want to do anything?
What?
The wine ages.
It's a great question. I don't know if he meant that they would age the wine in these, or maybe what you would think, right? I'm not sure. Maybe he calls that not doing anything, because you're not doing anything active. Sorry, Ian, yes?
Why don't you use a sar for tough growth?
I know, that's done next on the Makoros sheet that you don't have. Give me a second. Okay. Lemaisa, this is a big machlokas. What about storage utensils that don't do anything? You know, which might be more makoa than this, I mentioned. What about storage utensils that don't do anything? What is the halacha lemaisa? It sounds from the Petrei Tshuva, okay, he says machlokas. Sounds like he's noted remachmer, at least in real metal, because the Isra Heter, in the Shut Beis Yehuda, Chelik Yordeus and Nun Beis, he wants to be Mako. He says the Minaga Olam is to be Mako on this, on storage Kalim, says Nakli Suda. Halacha Lamaisa, what should you do with Kli Suda? So, Rabbi Willard said, if they're metal, you should tovel without a bracha, because the Suffolk told you don't want to make a bracha. What if all these posts are Mako are correct? Anything that's glass, you even could be Mako Lagamre. But that's a Suffolk Drabonon, and you know, a lot of postkim are Makel. They should face you to says the Minigo Olam is to be Makel. So therefore, when it comes to storage Kalim, definitely no bracha. Well, it says if they're glass, you can be Makel Lagamre. This comes up a lot. We sometimes keep things in our pantry in storage Kalim, even if we don't have factories. Not a lot, but some people have like glass jars, right? Where they put beans or rice.
A cookie
or,
jar.
Not a cookie jar. Thank you for saying that. Not a cookie jar. Why not a cookie jar? You eat from the cookie jar. Cookie jar is not for storage. A cookie jar is a serving dish. You eat something, you take the cooking jar and eat it. I could bring the cookie jar to the table and say, everyone take a cookie. That's not the chlal. No, cookie jars are not the chlal. Cookie jars are a total with a bracha. Here we're talking about not the cookie jar, but the jar where I keep beans for cholent. You don't eat from there, right? You just use it for storage, and you take it there and you put it in the pot. Those are storage jars.
Don't you run the risk of repurposing it at some point in the future?
Maybe not. I don't know. Some things really are really useful as storage jars. I don't know.
But not like putting almonds in this big storage jar to eat out of it.
Right, that's it. If you eat out of it, that's different.
I'm saying, you usually have it. Or
one
time,
okay, so maybe we're good to tovel without a bracha.
Do we realize
that
we use it once?
What?
Do we realize
that
we
ever
see
it
one time?
We'll get
that in success.
Yeah.
Back to the wine case, is there an issue when you sell to Goy in terms of young official?
Yeah, you're only selling your table, not the wine.
But I mean, if they own it, why won't it?
Doesn't matter. Yeah, a goyim's kli doesn't hurt the wine, only the goyim himself. You're perfectly okay to put wine in a kli belonging to a goyim. What?
Him or herself? Oh,
sorry. The goy, I don't even know what the proper thing nowadays is, right? The goy's yourself. Okay. So halacha ma'aseh that storage kalim is being machlokas. Another machlokas that comes up here. I don't know. It's always hard to tell if it's the same case or a different case. But if you look, that's the third Rebbe Akiva Eger. But if you look at the first, Pesach Tshuva talks about something a little different. This is not wine, but these are big barrels that you cook beer in. Okay, if you cook the beer in it, then that's definitely kli suda, right? Because it's not just storage; it's cooking. You cook beer. I guess you must, right? Okay, great. Nearly, the Tzrichim Tzvila, says the Chachamim, let me tell them, what's the Safek? The Avagav, the Kovun, also Mechavar L'Karka, but they're Mechavar L'Karka. Ah, fascinating question. What if it's Mechavar L'Karka? Does that Mechavar L'Karka need Tzvila's Kalim? Meaning, they have beer factories. They would screw it into the wall. I assume the beer factories nowadays, you go to a Budweiser factory, even a microbrewery. I don't think you can pick up the Kalim. I think they're all attached. That's the way a factory works. Certainly the big factor. So, says the Chafasadim, the first Pesach Tshuva, it's still a kli, and you have to topo them. Oh, what if you can't topo them? So he gives another eitza. He says, basically, what are the eitzas if you can't topo something? There are two eitzas if you can't topo something. What if you can't topo? The bidyevet eitza. Right, the worst eitza, meaning the not ideal. Well, the first eitza says, Rav, what should you do? You should have it manufactured by a Jew. It's already manufactured. No, if you break it and have a Jewish craftsman fix it, then it was manufactured by a Jew, and now it's a Jewish kli, and you're potter. How much you have to break it? A lot of people misunderstand this. It doesn't mean you take a screwdriver and you unscrew it and screw it back together. What's called broken in halacha? Has to be not just unusable. No. Has to need an uman to fix it. If a balabas can fix it, it's not broken. Broken means you need a professional to fix it. Anything fixable by a balabas is not broken. Hey, but a balabas, some balabas didn't have a hobby and are professionals. Not even like a regular balabas. If a regular balabas can fix it, I mean, it's just screwing screws, that's not broken. You unscrew it, screw it back together, that's not broken. Any balabas can screw things back together with a screwdriver. If you need to solder it back on, if you need all kinds of whatever, then that is considered a broken. So the best thing to do is, what should you do? Lecha chila, break it, and have a Jew fix it. But how much do you have to break it? Enough that you need a professional, so you have to get a professional Jew to fix it.
If you can do it, but like with instructions, like you have to like a wire and then tie the wires together.
It's hard to figure out where to draw the line, but lechora, if a regular guy could do it with YouTube, then it's not a new one. Then you don't need a new one to fix it. What?
You mean what YouTube learned?
I put together an entire bottom of a laptop with just YouTube.
What do you put together?
Like the whole hard drive and everything. Like, you can kind of
do everyone can do that. That's not an Uman. You don't need an Uman to do that. Give me a break.
The whole infrastructure of a
what do you mean, whole infrastructure? Well, you didn't put a whole infrastructure. You put a hard drive. You put in a memory thing.
If you're going to eat one, you can find everything.
What? Did you do more than put in a hard drive in memory? I don't know. Tzarchium. Okay. Remind the Tzarchium. Okay. However, and what if that's the first Pitzkei Tshuva in Machas Masada? What about if you can't? Right? What if you can't get a Jew to, it's not Shaykh? Then, exactly, Bidiyavet, if you're stuck, then Harama fell to a guy and borrowed it back. Okay, that's all right. Now, again, it's not a Harama if you're not doing Harama. Someone says to me, Shaila, he was in Hungary for a week. And he didn't bring anything with him. He figured he'd buy disposable kelim. Suddenly he realized where he was, there was no disposable kelim. So what did he do? He could buy kelim, but there's no place to topple them. The nearest body of water is, 500 miles. So what did he do? So in this case, that's not even a haruma. Just give it as a gift to a guy and borrow it back for as long as you're in Hungary. That's not a haruma. You really are only borrowing back for a few days. I mean, it's not worth it to take people back on the plane anyway, right? It's like cheap quality stuff. Okay, that's not a but. To say I'm going to keep this permanently, I'm going to keep this for 10 years. I'll give it to a guy and borrow it back. That's Arama only if you are stuck. Only if you're stuck. That's what you do if you can't total something. Now the question is, what do you have to total? What do you not? So, Sevachach Masadim, even something attached to the ground, you have to total, but not everyone agrees. Because what else does he say? Then he says other things that we're not up to yet. That's the Chachmas Adam, but not everyone agrees to this Chachmas Adam about things attached to the ground. As a matter of fact, in the Shutshvus Yaakov, if you look on the side here, see there's a Yad Ephraim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch or the bottom or someplace? What does he say here? He says, give me a second. The Yad Avraham says here, I think it's definitely here someplace.
Then, here we are. The second Yad Avraham says, Nasu lechatchila, lo nasu lechatchila shtemesh, lechatamisha el b'mechober, ve'im etamishom toma, ikolshki b'tomatzu, etc. Okay. Says the, he's quoting the Shos Yaakov, okay, we're not sure, maybe it's Tosofer, maybe something similar to that, but says the Yad Avraham, says the second Yad Ephraim here, sorry, second Yad Ephraim, he says, no, what's mechober l'karkas plaster, why? Now here he says something important. Anyone remember from like Tzinor Shechakakol, Sokvo, etc., or from Evelyn Mikvos? If you take a kli and attach it to the ground, it's still a kli. But if something is made l'chachila only to be used attached to the ground, then it was never a kli. So anything that's made l'chachila only to be useful attached to the ground is never a kli. These things are only made to be useful attached to the ground. So if you take a regular kli and then you decide to like build some screws and whatever and attach to the ground, then there's no room to be made. But something which is manufactured for the sake of using it attached to the ground, he says it's not a kli, it's not makabel toma. If it's not makabel toma, then it's not makabel misparsha of tfilas kelim. Tfilas kelim is also connected to toma. And maybe it's not a kli suda. Okay, because it's not, you know, you can't, if it's not a kli, it's not a kli suda. So therefore, here we have machlokis. What about mechover? What about mechover? Says the chachmas on the chai. But says the Yad Ephraim potter. And it seems that it seems that many achronim are makel like the Ephraim quoting the Shos Yaakov. You know, other than factories, it doesn't usually come up so much, right? Because who has kelim or mechover karka in their house? Do any of us have kelim and mechover karka?
Somebody once told me that things that only work when it's...
I'm not up to that yet. Does anyone have killer actually mechover l'karka?
I mean, could you say, like, the boiler in your house, if you use it for water?
Oh, that's interesting. If you drink the hot water from the boiler in your house, that's... Or what if you have an Instahot? Forget the boiler in your house. You know the Instahot thing?
Things in general.
What?
Things in general are mechover
l'karka.
Oh, not electronic.
Things in general are mechover l'karka. Correct. So what, you know, is a sink a klisuda? It could be a sink's not a klisuda anyway, because it's not for food, it's only for washing dishes. You fill up a pitcher of water from the sink? Okay, could be there, you could be mako and say it's not really doing anything, although he does say here that, like, the mashbechos, the funnels, etc. Okay, good, so why don't you fill your faucet of your sink?
Or water fountain.
Or a water fountain, yes, fill with a water fountain. Are water fountains mechover l'karka? Many of them. Okay, so it seems to be the minig is to be makel on mechover l'karka. Seems to be the minig is to be makel on mechover l'karka. That is what the Chalkis Yaakov assumes. But this is a tangent to get into the very, very chomer issue, modern day issue of what about electric kelim, right? What about tobling electric kelim? What's the problem with electric kelim? The problem with electric kelim, yes.
Come back to the camp. So, well, for a second, the post can talk about, like, if you have nothing else to do than dipping it into snow.
The post can talk about dipping into snow. They sure do. Is it here someplace?
I thought I saw it, but I can't put
it in. Is it in the fifth picture? Who talked about snow? Here it is. The Dalit, the Chachmas Adam. Can you total in snow? Now, if the snow melts and becomes a body of water, you can. And that's the question. Can you total in snow? By the way, that was part of the Shaila. Fellow called me from Hungary, says, there's no water around here, obviously no mikvah, but no natural body of water. However, there's snow as far as the eye can see. Can you tovel in snow? So the Chacham Zadon is a sofek whether you can tovel in snow, and what does he say? If you look in Sefer Dalet of the Pesach Tshuva, he says, the Shasad Chak, you can be made up by glass, but it's only drabanan, but not by metal. That's what you assume halakha l'maaseh. If you're stuck, you can tovel glass in snow, if you have 40 saw of snow, but you can't be make a lot of total metal. What? That is a fascinating question. Or not. Yeah.
Is there a difference from to be
materials design is approval?
Is
there any noise for itself?
Okay, well.
Do you need them by regular if you like to say you have that form?
Yeah, okay, let's leave that all, you have to even inside the chazada, after all, this name is also garbanin, but maybe that's relevant. Okay, lamaisa, let's leave this a little bit sarfiyam, because I don't have the chazada here to look inside. Actually, I did look inside the chazada, and he doesn't explain so well.
No, I
would
tell myself that we can double stuff inside.
Even now?
Yeah.
Okay, could be.
I mean, specifically still around.
Okay, no, it doesn't. So could be, but as far as that I've seen, copying the Chachos Adam and saying you can't be mako by metal, you can only be mako by glass if you're stopping. One other thing I'll point out, as long as in Pesach Tshuva, is Gimel. Gimel is Latvilam, very important thing. When you total a kli or a person or anything else, has to be in the water all at once. Why do you have to remember this? Because it is in the Tvila and Hagola. To kasher a kli, you can kasher a part at a time. Let's say I have a long metal spoon, I want to kasher it. Okay, and it's 1.9 times as big as the pot. No problem. First put it in the bottom half, into the boiling water. Flip it upside down, put it in the top half in the boiling water. Now, as long as it's only 1.9 times as big, so the whole thing went in between those two times, right? If it was 2.1 times as big, I'd be stuck. Can't get the metal in. And then, that's fine, you can do it all, a part of it at a time, you can leave one part of the kli at a time. Tvila is all or nothing. Same for people, right? If I leave my little pinky out of the mikvah, I have total 0%. Likewise, I feel the whole thing has to be in at once, you can't like put it in halfway and then turn upside down and put it in the other half. That's Pesach with Gimel, double Pasha. I mean, double saying, obviously, but it's Pesach. Now, let's talk about electric kelim for a moment, okay? What's the din of electric kelim? So here, there is a famous kula of the Chelkas Yaakov, of Yaakov Reich, from Switzerland, who says that he is talking about some sort of, it sounds like maybe an immersion heater or something. Yes, an immersion heater. I don't know if you've ever seen those things. Like a coil of metal you stick into a cup and it boils the water. So he says he thinks you don't have to tovel it. Why? He says because it's mechuvah l'karka. It only works if it's plugged in. Right? It's originally made to be plugged in. Plugged in, mechuvah l'karka. The wires are attached to the ground. So if it's mechuvah l'karka, it's potem tefilas kelim, like the Yad Ephraim.
The same with the kettles that are the type that you put them on, that little like plate thingy.
You might think so until you get to the next Chelkas Yaakov. Okay. So, says the Chelkas Yaakov, if something only works when it's plugged in, then it's Mechor Melkarka and it's Potter. Okay, great kula. However, what's the problem with this pshat? So what do you do with electric kelim? So number one, says the Chelkas Yaakov, what are the kulos? Says the Chelkas Yaakov, mechuber, because you have to plug it in.
However, as you understand, this is not classic mechuber, right? It's not actually built in, it's just plugged in. You should know, in what area of halacha is it a big chumra to call things plugged in mechuber?
Shabbos.
Shabbos, right? And who writes this? That is plugged mechuber?
The Chazanish,
right? You know why it's an Isser D'oraisa or Chayv Skila for turning on any electric appliance? Because it's not Binyan B'Kalim. He says, even what Kalim he thinks is after, there's Binyan B'Karka. Binyan Kolshu B'Karka, even a small Binyan B'Karka that's not a Binyan Gomer is an Isser D'oraisa or Chayv Skila. So it's a big chumra in Hilchos Shabbos. Unlike for Shlomo Zalman, it's only drop buttons to turn on electricity. Chazanish, this is one of the many reasons they think it's a deraisa, one of the two reasons, he says it's mechuber l'karka. Okay, the Chalkos Yaakov says the kula is mechuber l'karka. However, everyone disagrees with him. On the sheet here, I have a Shevet Alevi who says, not because they disagree with the Yad Ephraim. Shevet Alevi says, and even the Yad Ephraim is not so partial as the Chachos Adam against him. Because they say, that's not called Mechuvah L'Karka, that's plugged in. It's not attached to the ground, it's just plugged in. That's what he says. He says that okay, that's a pretty harsh condemnation. The goof of the Gemara tells me that the Gantim of Fukbuk, even the original Gula is Mifuk Pakvot, he's on Pshit of the Allah Lom Nikram of Chorbelin in Zeh, Leh Patru Mitzvila, the Aim Laharach of Pashim. It's Pashim is nonsense. This is not called a tax of man. You ask anyone, this is not built into the ground. Okay, so, problem is, but, A, Shar Poskim Chokin Olav, and not just Chokin Olav, they really think Shtus the Hevel, and B, even the Chelkis Yaakov himself says in the next Simon Mem Gimel, this is Simon Mem Aleph, he says, my kula is only for things that are not useful until you plug them in. But he says, for example, an urn, a kumkum, what if you take out the plug? Would it still be useful? Yeah, if you could serve water from it. Once the water is hot, you can serve hot water from it. You can also serve cold water from it. Right? So I don't have a kula for that. I only have a kula for things that your mamas can't do anything with them. They're not plugged in. You know, like, what would be an example, what are they called? Sandwich maker, George Foreman, whatever you call it. Like, it's not actually useful for anything if you don't plug it in. It's only useful when it's plugged in. But a lot of things, like your example, the kumkum that you have to put on the electric part, you know, like, that it comes off.
Don't play Simon. Dead,
okay. That, a poshet is useful without being plugged in. You take it off the part of the bottom, and then you bring it to the table and you serve. Although that's not a big deal, because why does everyone want a kula here? Because it'll break if you total it. That won't break if you total it, because there's no electric parts in the top parts.
On the bottom thing there is.
Yeah, but you don't control the bottle thing. Bottom thing is a separate kula.
No, I'm saying the bottom of the kettle.
Is it really?
Yes.
I don't know. Okay, whatever. Oh, you're right. Okay, fine. The same. Fine. There's no way to be cool. Basically, you can't use even the Chalkis Yaakov wasn't making in kumkums. He says those are useful, even when they're not plugged in. He was only making things that aren't useful when they are plugged in. So, and also, right? Cool as though lo shaya the kumkum. So it's not going to be makel for all kalim. Some kalim, they won't do anything if they're not plugged in. But some kalim, he wouldn't be makel. And also, all the posts can reject it. It's very hard to rely on this Chelkis Yaakov. Are there any other kulas? So, the Rav Shechter has a different kula. Rav Shechter's kula is what someone pointed out earlier. We'll get to this, but the Torah does not say that it's usur to use a kli without totaling it. The Torah never says it's usur to use a kli without totaling it.
Rather, what does the Torah say? You have to total your kli and then use it.
So, says Rav Shechter, and this is based on Rav Shlomo Zalman. I mean, I don't know if he was based on Rav Shlomo Zalman to correspond. Rav Shlomo Zalman is something similar. Says Rav Shechter, you're only chayv in tefilas kelim if you could total it and use it. It's not like something started as an isser. What do I mean by this? Something started as an isser. Let's say an animal is usser without shkita. What if you can't shech the animal? It's still usser. Just tough luck. Don't eat it. Right? So if something starts as an isser and you can't fix the isser, tough luck. So Hashem didn't intend for you to eat that thing. This doesn't start as an isser. This starts as a mitzvah. And then it's usser to not do a mitzvah. You know, it's more like tzitzis. You know, you have to put on tzitzis. I'm not hustling a mitzvah now, but the Mordechai knows is right. That what if you can't put on tzitzis, then you can wear your four-corner garment without tzitzis. It doesn't start as an isser retreat garment that you have to fix. It starts as a mitzvah. So if you can do the mitzvah, do the mitzvah. And if you can't do it, and you're not allowed to wear it without the mitzvah, but if you can't do the mitzvah, then you're putter. Like, if you can't do the mitzvah anyway, it doesn't hurt to wear the garment. So says Rav Shechter, look, if you can total it and use it, total it and use it. It's only mitzvah to total it if you can use it. Let's say you can't total it and use it, then you're putter from the mitzvah. You might as well use it. You can't total it either way. You can not total it and not use it, or not total it and use it. So you might as well use it, because either way, you're putter from totaling, because you can't total it. Says Rav Shechter, if you can't total it and use it, you're putter. And once you're putter, there's no problem to use it without totaling. Because the only problem using a totaling is bitul asay. And if you're putter from the asay, you're putter from the asay.
if there's a chance that there won't be water damage, I don't really know. Maybe there won't.
If there's a chance, then it's not so posh. So hold on a second. Sensor chapter. I'm going to be my first this anyway. Shachter, that he has a lumnus. In Eino Yachol, the Tovlo, Uvishtam, he spoke, because keep in mind, it doesn't count as a mitzvah if you Tovlo it and throw it in the garbage. It's only a mitzvah to Tovlo it in order to use it. Right? There's no mitzvah to Tovlo things and throw them in the garbage. So you can't do the mitzvah. You're Potter in the mitzvah. If you're Potter in the mitzvah, you might as well use it. Right? Potter. The Impain. Mutter. This I've heard. Now, hold on. I've heard this quote in the name of Rav Schachter. Are there any big Rav Schachter? Tell me you here.
Oren.
Okay. I've heard this quote in the name of Rav Schachter. It could be that I heard it misquoted because it's dead wrong. So it could be that I heard it misquoted. What's the problem? Why? In what way is this dead wrong? That electric kalim will not break if you total them. Just the Matthias is wrong. Now, if you say, is there a slight chance they might break? There's a slight chance they might break, but then you don't have that kula, right? There's a slight chance a lot of things might happen. And what's the problem? If you total it electrically, why will it break? Because water conducts, right? And will complete the circuit. So if you total it and there's water, it'll connect the wires, the negative and positive. And when you plug it in, it'll short circuit and the whole thing will burn up. Maybe it'll be a chash sakana. However, that's only if you plug it in while it's still wet. If you plug it in after it dries, then there's no problem. If you plug it in after it dries, there's no problem. And I've plugged in every electric appliance in the book, and I just wait for them to dry, and there's no problem. I've plugged in kumkums, all the different types of kumkums. I've plugged in sandwich makers. I've plugged in coffee grinders, even though we'll see if not so posh, you have to do it all. I'll tell you a story. I had my Pesach coffee grinder, if I'm not mistaken. I plugged it in, and you have to be a plumber to follow a little. I totaled it. When I took it out of the tobling, there was water inside. I went like this, and it's lost inside. No matter how I turned it, I couldn't get the water out. There was water inside that couldn't come out, which means it's an F-bend somewhere, right? It's possible water could get in and not be able to come out, right? If the water goes in and then makes an S, no matter which way you turn it, you can't get the water out. So it was stuck, water inside, electric appliance. I just no way to get the water out. I waited 2 days. I would tell people, wait 3 days. I don't want to take a price. I only wait 1 day. But I would tell people, wait 3 days because I don't want to take a price of breaking their stuff.
It's hugging.
Anyway, so after 3 days, I went like this, no more water inside. It evaporated, even though it couldn't get out, it evaporated after 3 days. And I plugged it in, and ad hagamazeh, since then it's been like 8 years, which means I've used it for 8 weeks, and it still works just fine. So, ma'aseh shehayah. Now, to mention the fact, all the things where I don't care water sloshing around, I just leave it for 3 days, and then no problem.
How far do you dip it in? I'll give it a plug with
it. Oh, we'll get to it.
In defense of Rosh Hashanah, we're only talking about here kalim that have no other purpose. We just not call it a kli when it's not turned on because it has zero purpose.
Now, Chachmas Adam has a hazmi like that, but he doesn't rely on that. So now, so Rosh Hashanah is not correct about electric kalim. It could be that's not what he meant to say. However, there are some kalim that this is true about. Here, electronic kalim, I think, are actually a problem. What's the difference between electronic and electric? That's not a halachic question. Just vocabulary. Electronic means it has a computer inside. Electric means it has electricity. It runs on electricity. Electronic kalim, often, most of them will break with gamma if you tumble them. Because just like the circuits are printed on cardboard and all kinds of things that'll melt in water. So a lot of electronic kalim, depends which, might really break. Especially if sometimes just the circuits are printed on very flimsy material that's not waterproof, because they don't expect water to get there. A lot of electronic kalim will break if you total them. And then there are other things, like, for example, a coffee maker. What are they called nowadays? Keurigs in America?
Yes.
Right? That's what everyone uses in America? In Israel, more people use Nespresso. Yeah. But in America, no one uses Nespresso. So coffee makers. What's the problem with the coffee maker? The problem with the coffee maker is that, besides the fact that it's very complicated and maybe there's parts that will break, but if you dip it in, the water won't get inside. because it has to pump the water inside. Right? If you dip it in the mikvah, water can't get inside. It has to pump the water inside. It only pumps when it's plugged in and turned on. If you put the mikvah, plug it in and turn it on, it'll definitely break. Right? So like there are things that you really can't tovel. That you really can't tovel where Schechter's logic would apply. So for example, coffee makers, which need to pump inside, and electronic things where the circuits are printed on cardboard and will melt if they get wet. But not standard electric kaolin. Standard electric kaolin, this is just not true at all. Not everyone agrees, right? But this far only applies, and maybe this wasn't meant. That's why I was trying to be clarifying next time I see him, I have to ask him. This is not true in seals about regular electric cable. Just not shooting seeds very regular electric cable. You can tell them and nothing bad happens to them.
Can we say to anyone that Caleb stopped working after this so they didn't wait long enough? Or?
Either they didn't wait long enough or they had bad luck and there's some tiny percentage of time when it might break. Meaning, I'm not going to promise anyone that if you total your Klee and plug it in after 3 days, it won't break. The odds are very, very small, but you could have bad luck. Okay, and what if you have that bad luck? Okay, so that's your mysterious nefesh.
One of the why you guys totaled their kumkum, and then after they used it, it would turn off the electricity and all from every time they used it.
No, they have to have water inside to do that. They had bad luck. They had bad luck. Okay, maybe that's what Reshechter meant, but I don't know. It's hard to put them Reshechter's far. If there's odds you might have bad luck, that shouldn't make it impossible. Okay, they had bad luck, and what should I say? I should say that Hamakom Yimale Chesronim. Okay, Halacha L'maisa, where'd we go with this? There's another Heter, which only works for some things, which is Rav Moshe. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Chelik Alfim and Zayin. By the way, Yossi mentioned for the toaster kula. Rav Moshe has a kula for toasters. Toasters were one of the first electric appliances. Anyone remember old-fashioned toasters? Like they just toast bread? So not toaster ovens. Toaster ovens are no big deal because you only put the bread on the rack, which comes in and out. So you tovel the rack, and that doesn't, obviously it doesn't hurt anything. You're allowed to wash the rack. That's no big deal. The question is the old-fashioned toasters were one piece, and Rav Moshe was afraid it would break. So Rav Moshe made a big kula like toaster ovens. He said, yesh this moch lahakel, that toaster ovens are not a klisuda because they don't do anything. Toasters, yeah. Says why? You don't bring them to the table, and they don't make your food edible. Yeah, you have soft bread and they make it hard bread. That's not really something. Really something is like they make the food good for eating. Here, they just change it from one taste to another taste. That's not a big deal. Now, I don't think Rav Moshe would have said this stam, but because he was shasad chak, and I guess he was afraid to total it, so he had this crazy cooler for toasters that they don't really do anything. Okay, so Rav Moshe told me to rely on it. I was just told with my toaster.
You could say about the barrel also then.
About the what?
The barrel that ages the wine.
Yes. Maybe that's where he gets it from, although he doesn't, I don't think he says that logic, but Esther, that was what he had in mind. Anyway, Moshe has another famous kula, and then Jonah. What's Moshe's other famous kula? Oh, we have to get off this Alex at some point. But what's Moshe's other famous kula? These are very important things. Moshe's other famous kula is, no, I mean, all right, that was a big first half of the sentence. Is, when it comes to electrical appliances, he was convinced they would break also. He says, if there's two parts to it, you could total the non-electric part without the electric part. He goes into tremendous lumbus and taros. He says, if there's a part that holds the food and a part that holds the electric part, you can consider two separate kalim, which is a big finish, and you only have to total the food kli. So, for example, let's say you have an urn. He said, just tovel the, let's say, here's your picture of an urn, right? Here you have all the water, which becomes red, hot water, and here you have all the wires, right? That's how we're in the water. Just turn it upside down, total the part that holds the water, and don't total the wires. No problem.
Just part of it. Part of the cleat.
Yes, and what's this chish? You can call it two separate cables. You're totaling the pseudo part, not the other parts.
You don't mean it's actually two things like nowadays.
No, if it's actually two things, then everyone would agree that's no chish. Yes. Even those one cleat, you consider two cables. Now, other people point out, however, that there might be problems, I'll be physics with this. If you turn it upside down and put it in, it'll actually, you'll trap air here and the water won't get to the inside. Unless you turn it sideways and then the water will get into the wires. So it's not clear, I'll be physics, how this coolant is supposed to work.
So
he says no, because it's that's part of his whole love. Says that's not a chatzitza, because there's no chatzitza in a Beis HaStarim like this, which is a lua. There's no chatzitza on inside, only on outside. Okay, big. Yeah, Gishmak, I mean, that's based on Soyuz, it's not his Kiddush.
It's not against the Gemara, because we said if it's Mitzuba, it was in and out, it's do the whole thing.
No, that's one kli, just the tzipoy, because it's one function. Here he says there's two kings, two functions. One holds water, and one makes heat. Holding water and making heat are two functions, not like a bowl. That's his cop is that holding the food and providing heat are two different functions, and therefore they're two different kalim. Now that's not going to work for a ton of kalim, I must admit.
Even Rav Moshe, you have to do the entire kli A and none of kli B. It would be impossible to get it perfectly on the line where you get all of kli A and don't touch the chashmali part.
He thought it was possible. Anyway, it's Halacha l'maisa, by the way, where does this come? Someone has to have to total the plug. Like the wire. So, this depends on this Rav Moshe. I think I asked Rav Miller, and Miller says he doesn't think you have to total the wire. Because that's for sure a different kli like Rav Moshe. Yeah, I'm not so convinced, personally. Yeah, I always total the wire. I'm not convinced that this Rav Moshe is 100%. I mean, who am I to argue Rav Moshe? But I'm not convinced that everyone else would agree with this Rav Moshe. But according to Rav Moshe, you shouldn't have to total the wire. So this Rav Moshe is also like, I'm not sure how many situations this is actually practical for. You know, and I don't know exactly what his example was. Maybe he had some weird example where this is practical. I'm not sure it's practical in all examples. The truth is, in the urn, I could figure out a way to get rid of that. Could I figure out a way to get rid of the water bubble? It could be maybe if you open the spout part and it's in the right place and you have the right angle, like the air will come out the spout.
It's an angle. I'll get it.
No, well, then the wires will get wet.
It's an angle.
Then the wires will get wet.
Once the water enters the inside,
just doing a smart angle.
What about if you fill it with water to begin with and then under?
Ah, okay, maybe, sure. I mean, you'd have to be very, very steady hand. Okay, anyway, says Rav Moshe. So, what are the kulos? Here says Rav Moshe. Only Tovel. One part of the kli. And then you won't get water in the wires. Okay, halacha l'maisa, this is very, very tricky. The real answer is just Tovel your electric kli. And you'll be okay. The Chachos Adam suggests another Eitzah, the Chachos Yaakov suggests another Eitzah, which is that maybe, you could put your finger to keep the water from getting in the part that you don't want water to get in. That's also about so practical. Usually it's not only one place for the water to get in. Anyway, Halacha L'maaseh, there is room to make over. Reb Shechter is cool love, but it doesn't seem to apply to all cases. The Chalkas Yaakov has a kula, but it doesn't seem to apply to all cases, and no one agrees with him. Rav Moshe has a kula, but that's also only for very specific kinds of kalim, and nowadays I really don't know how many kalim it would really be so practical that a regular person could figure out how to, even if Rav Moshe is right, how to use his kula. Although, some people don't total the plug, you know, the wires that come out of it, based on Rav Moshe. I personally am not convinced.
Is it very common to find Jewish finished kalim, like in Israel, is that the norm?
No. The root of the Metzias in Israel is the same as the Metzias in everywhere else in the world. What's the Metzias everywhere in the world?
China.
Everything's made in China. It's very rare to find Jewish finished kalim in Israel. There's one or two Israeli companies that manufacture things. Very rare. Very rare that anything's manufactured outside of China. As a matter of fact, even whatever, I once tried to clarify some like artists in Israel, who sold like artistic, like, you know, things of metal for the network Lisuda. And like, does he really make it or does he just order it from China? The answer is he just orders it from China. Everything's from China, except for very few things. I think Hatzor Finn still might make their silver decorative Judaica items here. What recently they've been starting is there are some things that are made in China that come nowadays, like in the last year with the hashgacha, that they don't need tefillah, because they like they're made in China, but they have like a Jew buy the like factory in China before they manufacture it, so that it'll be putter from tefillah. We'll get into the details a little later. That's the new thing. So it could be that like the new trend is that everything's made in China, but they have a, you know, the Jew hires the workers and the Jew buys the materials and et cetera, et cetera. It's a possible tefillah. But as a general rule, anything you buy in Israel or any place else is made in China. By going.
Assuming that
so, my understanding is that the tins of the Eidah Haredis are potter from Tvila. They're still made in China, but they're made in China by a Jewish-owned operation. And also, all the ones, this is just coincidence, all the ones with Eidah Haredis you can't use more than once. They're very flimsy. But that might be coincidence.
Can you assume something made in Israel that's made by a Jew? Because most of the factory workers.
No, it doesn't matter. As long as the person who pays the salary is Jewish, that's okay. The boss is always Jewish. But very few things are made in Israel, very few things. I'm telling you, even things that look like they're made in Israel are generally not made in Israel. Like, no one manufactures anything anywhere in the world but China. That's just the modern world. Yes?
So, assuming that Rosh Hashanah would be correct, why isn't that said by the barrels?
It's a good ride, as far as not correct, right? Unless you say that, no, the barrels, it just means it's really hard to figure out how to total them, and you theoretically could. You could truck them down to the lake, you know? So maybe that's the answer. The barrels, you could total, it would just be impractical, right? Because, like, they don't fit in the mikvah. Who cares about the mikvah? You could put them in a horse-drawn carriage and bring them to a lake. But okay, no one's really going to do that, but you could. Okay, halacha l'maisa, what do you do for electric kelim? In my opinion, if it's a regular electric kli, you just total it and wait 3 days for it to dry. Elon said he knows someone who that didn't help, but it's still a problem. Okay, so you're taking your chances. You have a slight percent chance of ruining your kli. You could have a serious nefesh for Judaism, in my humble opinion. What if you have something that mamash you can't tovel? It'll really break if you tovel it, or it's, you know, a coffee maker or something that pumps the water that you can't actually get the water. Like, there is a metal thing inside that cooks the water, but you can't get the water there. The water there in the mikvah without the pump.
That's where Rav Schechter comes in.
So that's where Rav Schechter's svara might be a good svara. Halacha l'maisa, there you have three options. So halacha l'maisa, what's your three options? Let's review. If you have something that a mamash breaks, either you can break it and have a Jew fix it, that's the most mahudar option, or you can do a harama, give it to a guy and then borrow it back from him, or you can rely on Rav Schechter and just say I'm Pater Lagamri. In my humble opinion, I think that that the middle option is a reasonable compromise, since you can do a harama, so you don't have to rely on Rav Schechter Lagamri. And even though harama is not ideal, the Seir for Rav Schechter Svara and the Chalkes Yaakov Svara and the harama is really enough to rely on. So if you want to be very macro, you can give it a Jew to break it, and let's say it's coffee maker, right? Nespresso, Keurig, whatever it may be. Can't total it. So if you want to be very macro, have a Jew break it and a professional Jew fix it. But really, you could just do a harama. Why? Because maybe a harama is okay, and maybe it's chayiv and sila, maybe it's not like Rav Schechter. Or even if Rav Schechter swears wrong, maybe it's possible with the Chalkes Yaakov's reason. And even if, because it can't do anything with stuff like that, and even if the Rav Schechter is wrong and the Chalkes Yaakov are wrong, you're still doing a harama, so you have what to rely on. So in my opinion, I think in that case, if you're Talmud or Rav Schechter, just be makel. Or, you know, it's not much of a tirchus. Do a harama. Everyone knows a guy. And I don't think it'd be so machmir as to break it and have it fixed.
Is everything that's all right, David, even in Israel? Because it might be hard to find a guy.
It's not hard to find a guy in Israel.
Funny guy. There's going to work in this building every day. I'm saying, but like, you'd have to.
And where you live. And I'm also there's plenty of guy.
Because there's a yeshiva there. Yeah,
wherever you live, there are guy. Wherever you live, there are guy.
What?
They're really used to Harela. They know exactly what they're doing.
It's not only Israel. It's,
how does it work exactly?
I remember when I used to live in Brooklyn, I was in charge of that block Arab at a certain point. So I went to Maria, the Italian lady who managed the apartment complex, you know, the management company, the co-op, to be so rishus, you know, for the Arab. So I'm like trying to explain to her how I want to give her a dollar and rent for like Friday nights and Saturdays all the buildings and whatever. And you know, it's like, you don't want to like freak people out. And I started explaining to her, oh, you mean for the A-Rose? No problem. She took the dollar and said it's rented.
How exactly do you do it? Like what's the procedure?
You say, you give it to the guy as a gift. You give it to the guy as a gift. Give it to the guy as a gift. And you say, you know, can I borrow it back from you? Until I'm finished using it. And you borrow it back from the guy, and then you're okay. It's a harama. But what can you do? You know, that's sometimes you're stuck. Okay, so I'll open the mic if you have a coffee machine, which is something that you really can't tovel. It's really impossible to tovel. Then again, if you're super master, you'd have to pay someone to break in and fix it. If you want, you can learn a shefter and just say Pater Lagamre, Tzeref the Chalkes Yaakov, or I think the middle shot, do a harama, and then be so much on all those things together. Even though we normally don't like these haramas, but with other stuff in the hakel, yesh al ma lesoch. Yes.
Why aren't you convinced by a shefter or just Chiyai Gavna?
Why am I not convinced by a shefter or Chiyai Gavna? Because, why am I not absolutely convinced by a shechter? After all, if you can't do it, then it doesn't sound that way from the other achronim, which is not really the type of answer you wanted, right? All the achronim discuss how something's going to break, they don't say, so you're potter, which is not the kind of answer you wanted. You wanted the smart answer. Okay, good enough for now. Maybe we'll come back to
it.
Okay. I think that's about it for Sif Aleph. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about in the next few Sif'im, but maybe that's good enough for now. Yeah. Okay. Let's just briefly look at... how many shim did I say it would take to get to this seven? Okay. But we have a lot of very, very important stuff here. And this is like super duper life that comes up all the time. So I'm still very happy that we got to discuss all these things. So maybe we'll have to pick up Amir Hashem on Sunday and we'll really try to speed ahead. Really what takes us is like the other unit. So on Sunday we will speed ahead and see how close we can get to finishing it. What? Oh, we forgot to tell plastic. Okay, don't turn that off. Plastic. Plastic is a big machlokas. Plastic. Sorry, I apologize. You know what? We'll start with plastic next time. Later. Remind me. Really? Okay, fine. Okay, plastic. I'll say very, 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 very briefly. Plastic, there is a shitas yochid, that plastic is like a lot of clear glass, because if it breaks, you can melt it, and meld it back together. Here he is a shut, ohel Avraham, that says that it's the clear clear glass, but all the other achronim, if you look here on page 226 to 227 of the Stilus Galen book, quotes from like 100 Akronim who say not that way. So here, the Minchas Yitzchak is Machmer of Yitzchak Weissman. Either courageous like the Olav Ram that you should total without a bracha misafik, but all the other Akronim say no. Plastic is not called Xera. The Xera was on glass. That's enough to be Machmer on glass. The plastic didn't exist. It's not similar to anything. It's not in the framework of Chazal Talachas. So there are those who are machmer like the Minchas Yitzchak, the total plastic without a bracha, but we don't pass that way. We assume plastic is potter bravada, and you don't have to total plastic. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay.